Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Hey. 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 All right.
All right, so, man, it wasn't for me waiting on, I guess.
That's right.
Let's get to it, baby.
Grand Hustle, nigga.
Hey, man, they been waiting on this shit since what you know, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
all right,
my nigga, the wait is over, nigga. Hey, hey.
One for the money, two for the show, dawg. Three for the niggas hating on the low. Y'all know a picture worth a million words, I'ma show y'all. Death before dishonor, family before all. Without the braids, I'm the closest thing to old dog. Minus the testimony, say it ain't so, homie.
Hey,
shout it like that, don't it? We're hopped on my dock, I got them right back on it. Oh, step back, brush myself off. Pick me in the back up right where I left off. I can show my dough, that other guy just told. Hey, where I live, just as big as your project, dog.
Hey,
better check my swagger, how I walk, how I talk, how I stack that job. What I drive, how I dress, nigga, let's just better huddle stacks on that, nigga, I'm just better. Somebody better tell them mine.
Yeah.
They swag, oh my swag, everything.
Hey.
Very plain to see you steadying me off a hard. To the point that my swag need a bodyguard. I'd like to thank you, cousin, all of y'all ought to be having y'all swag sending mine an apology. Lots of little me's high seat, got beef. What's the possibility? Stop, see you, not me. Hardly worth a hill of beans. Step up to the guillotine. Get decapitated, don't see how half of you rappers made it. Say goodbye to the fame and fortune, say la vie. What the gang need with you, niggas, they got me. I ride through the city so clean, seat really low. Automobile so pretty, but I'm in it though. No comparison, ain't a nigga more thorough than this gangster. American flow, doper than heroin. King like Evelyn, champagne, mane so deranged and belligerent. Ranked up there with Benjamin. 103 KBIG, Jay-Z, UGK, Scarface, Machiavelli, D-Great, Wayne, Common, Kanye, and Lupe. So fuck what you say, you welcome to ask who you may. Bet they say as of today, I'm back on top like a toothpaste.
Hey,
all objections overruled, it's overdue. Vote high, it's overdue, I'm so high up over you. Same guy you see in the streets is as fly as here in the booth. So don't be surprised when you meet me to see I'm really the truth. Ooh, so uncouth, nigga who want proof. Must agree it's shit I did, can't no one undo. I stay on my 1-2, nigga who want to turn a brunch into a brawl, do what you gon' do. I'm wired, hot as a bitch in here still, cool as a frigidaire. This year I'm on a mission, dear, think that was something, listen here.
August 25th, 2014, we're back again with yet another episode of Come Out and Hear My People Outreach Program. Today's show is entitled The Negligence of Men. But before we get into that topic, let's review some news. One Suge Knight was shot several times on the eve of the, MTV Music Video Awards. Himself, along with two others, the shooter has been unidentified as of now. And that's probably a good thing for that individual, because anybody that knows Suge Knight, trouble. Another piece of interesting news, the British Embassy issued an apology for tweeting a picture commemorating the 200th anniversary of the burning of the White House, the War of 1814, where the Redcoats burned the White House. It caused a bit of an uproar, but they issued an apology, saying they was only pointing back toward history and that the ties between the UK and Beast Incorporated are tighter than ever. Another piece of interesting news, French government has been dissolved amid controversy. Top ministers can't seem to see eye to eye. Also, a Chinese fighter jet comes very close to Beast Incorporated Navy's fighter jet, I think it's called a Poseidon. The statement issued by a military official was that, the White House says that they did some very provocative and dangerous and unprofessional maneuvers. The jet was said to fly in front of the Poseidon at a 90-degree angle as to show its weapons load. On top of that, it flew under it, made a few passes under the Poseidon like three times, and it also did a rollover maneuver on top of it. I found this a bit amusing. I guess the beast stick isn't as big as it used to be because, you know, their history, but I don't think they really want to try it with, you know, like my IP said, a big bad army. They didn't want to try it with those people, man. I was very amused at the rollover. Also, in Texas, Michael, I hope I pronounced his name correctly, Pimentel. He was a small-town police chief, small-town goon. He was killed in a routine traffic stop by gun wounds, several gun wounds. He was flew to the medical center where he later died. It seems that the individual they have in custody, his last name is Lopez, so sounds like he may be one of the brethren. They have him in custody. He had an outstanding warrant for a graffiti charge, but when he got stopped, he killed this man. Well, that's what I have for the news. This has been your newscaster. Goodbye, Ben Israel. I'd like to bring my brother Elias to the floor. I yield.
Shalom, Mark.
Shalom.
Real quick, right? That news. You said that fighter jet. Where was that location at, sir?
It was over the East China Sea.
Ah. Yeah,
but
man,
they called it international airspace. Yeah.
But over there in China, too.
Yeah, it's over there in China, but they call it international airspace. But, yeah, it was over there in China. Yeah.
All right. Now, when you were giving those, I guess how they said, defensive maneuvers. It brought to mind the Red Tails program. Red Tails. I recently got to meet some of the Tuskegee Airmen at a family reunion. They was there presenting one of the late cousins of mine, Robert C. Robinson Jr. 332nd. Infantry, but basically in the movie, I think it was one of them guys named Lightning that was pretty hardcore, man. He was, when he was giving those details, that's what came to my mind, man. Yeah, we're gonna have to keep our eyes close on that, bro. Make sure you keep updated on that there. You know, negligence of a man. Negligence. It's a noun. Black's Law, 7th edition. The failure to exercise the standard. Again, the failure to exercise the standard of care that a reasonably prudent person would have exercised in a similar situation. Any conduct that falls below the legal standard established to protect others against unreasonable rise of harm, except that conduct that is intentionally, wantonly, or willfully disregard of others' rights. Definition number two, tort, grounded in its failure. This is usually expressed in the terms of the following elements: duty, breach of duty, causation, and damages. Now, let's think about some of the things that we neglect, Brother Tobias. I was thinking about, you know, those master tools of building civilization. You know, simple reason, science, logic, law, history, mathematics and metaphysics. We got the sad condition of the black man as a result of our common debts and transgressions. That's something that we neglect to even admit to. And also, you know, this key, that male and female relationship and its repair. This key to resurrection, that spiritually dead black sheep. Now, as a man, you know, you got a duty that you're just supposed to provide. And we seem to, more times than we would like to admit, neglect our duty. Negligence of a man. That's what brings us to the topic of today. Started out this season, brother, with some good motivation, like get up, get out, and get something. Live your life. Get emo. Want to be free. Redemption song. No, though they may be tunes, we play them for a specific reason. Understand negligence of a man. We know from previous studies in Hebrews 2nd chapter 2, verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? It at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. Brother Tobias, what you got on that so far, sir?
What, brother? Kind of caught me off guard, well, not off guard, but when you say negligence of a man, to be absolutely 100% honest, you putting rounds in me too? Because I'm bleeding over here.
Yes,
I was kind of scared of you. I was kind of afraid to hear what you were going to say. But it's not our intention to ever come before the people and pretend that since we're on the radio or we're in this nation as ministers that we by any means have it all together. It's not like we've always knew this information. It's information that been presented to us, been unveiled to us, is helping us to become whole. Because in our daily activities, those of, for lack of a better term, those of the best of us won't neglect the major things, so to speak, but it's those smaller things that count as well, those smaller things that we overlook, we don't pay very much attention to, that also plays an overall role in the resurrection of the dead, excuse me, of the black sheep, the future dead black sheep, and of the repair of the said black man and woman. I know a lot of oftentimes when we come out, we're doing 120 all week, every week, classes, studies. I think you're out at Junior's recreation right now. It is practice.
Yes,
sir. And oftentimes we neglect the smaller things. I mean, sometimes I might not speak to my consort as many times as she may feel, you know, because I'm turning pages, I'm trying to be diligent in my studies. But those particular things we have to try to pay attention to. And like you said, the brothers, they make those particular songs, and we play them for a reason, because those songs are creative expression. It'll spark something in somebody else's mind. Each individual may think of something different, but those songs are inspiring if you truly listen to them. I mean, if you can get past the cuss word here or there, there really is a meaning behind all of those songs. If we can listen to those songs and comprehend the meanings for these times and apply those sciences which you spoke of, seven master tools of civilization, and then we could be successful on that venture. With that, I yield up.
Thank you very much, sir. Duly noted. Like the brother said, don't get it twisted. Not coming over here trying to paint some imaginary picture. We're just talking government, law, and commerce. And like the brother said, we ain't trying to make the term that we better than somebody else. Come out here and keep it real. Know that no truth will set you free. Now, the brother was talking about some of the key things that I spoke on in the opening. Let's delve into them for a second. Neglect. Now, I'll be the first one to say to you, brother, I felt them shots coming right back at me when you were saying some of the things you just spoke on about that due diligence and doing what we got to do, because, you know, you might walk right past the consulate. You know, don't give Junior the time that he needs. And though you might look at it as a sacrifice, it is a form of neglect. And it was kind of real, bro. But nonetheless, we understand that we got to be providers and protectors. Provide. Provide to who? Because we got a fiduciary responsibility. We got a pact with the Most High as men, as being created in His absence. Understand that we have a duty. When I say fiduciary, Black's Law, 7th edition, says, one who owes another the duties of good faith, trust, confidence, candor. Number two, one who must exercise a high standard of care in managing another's money or property. To denote that you're God's property. You can't be negligent on how you conduct your affairs as your fiduciary responsibility. I mean, it's just simple. You got to understand that your body is your temple. And in order to see things manifest in a righteous way, you got to do things accordingly. Spoke on transgressions. You hear the brother speaking on the transgressions every week. Understand that that 613 law, statutes, and commandments is real in the field. Some might say, well, nah. But when we analyze the history, we understand that we're in the position that we're in right now to this day because of neglect to adhere to, excuse me, the 613 laws, statutes, and commandments. Think about some of the trials and tribulations just of life. You hear that nobody can escape the trials and tribulations of life. I was looking through, I want to say it was Proverbs, and he was saying, becometh the poor, like the poor people won't have the slack hand, but the hand of the diligent makes them rich. When we be speaking on getting up, get out, and get some, you can't be negligent on your responsibilities of the so-called, quote-unquote, the phrase or saying, bring home the bacon. As a man, you're supposed to be able to provide as a man. You're supposed to be able to protect. And it's not about being the biggest guy. Hell, I'm about 140. So, but being able to protect them with that law, with that word. Start to understand using your mind is that real power. And that's another thing that we neglect. We neglect the fact to even think. It's like we're some programmed robots. And we just got some programmed information in our third eye from the failure vision. We neglect to even think for ourselves. I asked the brother, they can trap your body, but they can't lock your mind. Who thinks to you? I mean, ask yourself. You look at the book of Job, where he was a real servant, real faithful. He had a 500 oxen and goats. And he was real, what you would call successful. And Shaitan say, well, you know, he only believes in the Most High right now because he got all them things. Starts to take away some of them things and see what he really like. Most High gave him the all-access pass. I wouldn't say the all-access pass because he does have a line that he will draw on the sand. But he did give him the access pass. And you see the destruction that this was brought into Job's life. But he stayed faithful. And when the said calamities and catastrophes happened, it said that he shaved off his hair, fell down to his knees, and praised the Lord. Now, we was always to understand that when something bad happened, that was the devil. I see right here that amongst all things, this brother right here fell down and did his dues. Now, when I was speaking on resurrecting the black sheep and understanding the 613 laws, statutes, and commandments and everything in the opening, it's like right now, we got to understand that we already somewhere had this. There's some people who's demonstrating this, and we got off track, negligent. of our responsibilities. Whether it's done willfully, I mean, like the brother was saying, some of it just slipped your mind. Some brothers, you know, have these offspring and just don't want to take care of their kids. That's not being negligent. That's just willfully just, you know, just trying to cause harm. And I feel like as if we don't correct the state of mind consciousness of our people and understand that we got to come out of her. And when I say her, I mean her, the Beast Incorporated, a state of mind consciousness where you always got your hand out. You're the tail in the said commerce relationship. So you always want to get the ass end of the stick. You got anything you'd like to add, sir?
Yes, sir. I was thinking about when you first started speaking, and it crossed my mind that a lot of times we do, in our diligence, that we do neglect certain responsibilities. But I was thinking, there's been recordings Abba Priest has made, and he corrected some of the mistakes or some of the negligence that my biological father made with me.
Yes, sir.
I didn't have a bad biological father. He was very hands-on, and he didn't have no money, but he always used to say, as a little boy to me, if I die today, you will know enough that nobody could say, you know, wood nipple. But he was young at the time, and along the way, he taught me what he thought was right. But as he got older, he was beginning to learn things that we're learning now from listening to the recordings that Brother Priest has made. So it's like, I don't really know how to explain it. It's like if you're trying to be diligent in a way, I guess you kind of covered, if you understand what diligent means, the full aspect of how I mean it. Like if you're out here and you're trying to bring forth this message, you wouldn't necessarily be all the way slack, because the things that we're saying, there'll be those individuals that'll go back and listen to these recordings, and the things that we're saying will serve for them. The things that Brother Priest said on his recording, particular things that we got from that, they will see somewhat of the same, and they'll also be able to listen to the recording that he has. So we'll also be even fathers and older brothers and brothers to those down the line. And also, you was talking about Brother Job. Job was very diligent.
Yes,
he sat there and he listened to all his friends talk as if he wasn't there. Talking about why this happened to him, that happened to him, and they gave very seemingly sound discourses on their arguments. But at the end, Job was not swayed. Even when his consort said, "You ought to just God and die," he said, "You speak as a foolish woman." Now, look at the diligence in his case. Now, this is a woman that cooking for him and everything. Now, he speak as a foolish woman.
And he was proved worthy because he was diligent, not in the things that he blindly believed, but in the things that he diligently knew. He knew for a certainty that the Most High God was real and just, and that his will should be done. But the point of it all was just his diligence. He never neglected to stand on what he knew, which were the 613 laws, statutes, and commandments. And brother, you mentioned Hebrews earlier. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?
Yes.
Which it first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard it. I think that was just so fitting. Oh, and for the record, we comprehend that angel means messenger, not some winged being flying through the sky with wings looking like a dove or pigeon or something. Read it again. For if the word spoken by messengers was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Now, the word spoken by these angels or messengers were the oracles of the Most High, was the word inspired from these men from the Most High to give to his people. These would be the 613 laws, statutes, and commandments. I just wanted to be clear, brother, because we don't want anybody to think they don't start lunching talking about winged beings. But that was something that you sparked in my mind, brother. That particular verse was kind of so fitting on your subject, and I just had to try to bring that forth, brother, not you.
Yes, sir. Greatly appreciate it. Duly noted. You spoke on some key things, man. You know, I'm on a vibe right off of them. When I first got into this nation, I delved off and spoke to a very wise woman. When I spoke to her about, you know, my situation with my dead mother, that birthday. And she was talking about how she don't have no son. And we kind of made this connection where, you know, I used to call her mother. And all praise is due to the Most High. You know, it's just like being able to understand what it is that you're talking about. You be able to fill it in other places so you never get left alone. And I'm thinking about when we were just talking about Job. But also in the Psalms, we got Daniel. This man was being tested, man. Man was being tested. Man, you had the president and the princes, you know, they were challenging him concerning the kingdom. But there again, they came to form no error. They can't find no error in this faithfulness. We understand that. But the brother speaking on that due diligence and have that faith that doesn't shrink when you say things around you is going bad. Because as we know it to be, the things that surround you, you're not part of the world. So you shouldn't even be entertained. You shouldn't let those things entertain you. And like I spoke on, when you do transgress, you look back. And when you straddle that fence, so to speak, you be worried. So it has you looking around. But when you walk that walk that the brother was just speaking on in Job, Daniel, it's like that faith will have you looking up. Now, when we say look up, like the brother was saying, it's not no imagination. It's just having that understanding of you got that protection of the Most High Almighty. And when I speak on that protection, I talk about 2 Chronicles 29:11. My sons, be not now negligent, for the Lord hath chosen you to stand before him and to serve him, and that ye should be minister unto him and burn incense. Now, understand that the chosen people need to conduct their affairs in a fiduciary type of manner. We got to understand that if we don't hold ourselves up to a higher accord, know that already the Most High does. So then you're going to be out of line with your vibration. We understand that we send off these transmissions. When we watch that, what was it? What the bleep do we know? We understand that we're well connected. In our mental telepathy, well connected. We might see some one thing that triggers something, and it's just the metaphysics, and it's real deep. So, you know, you can have that flashback, so to speak, or Dianetic, something that just triggers something in your brain, your memory bank, your third eye. But understand that because you're particular people, you have the gift, but we don't exercise it. We're negligent. And it comes to the point where now I see where, how you always heard, nobody want to do something that for somebody who don't do nothing for themselves. And it's becoming evident daily, on a daily basis, that it's like the brother was speaking one time, you see the guy with the "we'll work for food" sign. But then again, you hear people saying we're free men and we this and that, we live off the land, bro. If he really lived off the land, he would be able to go get some food, some shelter, be able to provide for himself. But we're begging, handout begging. And I see a lot of people with their handout, and it's becoming, I mean, I think that's a scheme. I actually got to think that, you know, that's got to be a scheme, man, nowadays, man. It's just like, You start to see these brothers on every corner. And it's like, man, yo, that's got to be good hustling, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, man. Whoa. And I don't know, for real. I say we gotta take back what's ours, you know. And first, that's the mind. You know, we got to take back the mind. We understand with making the slave, they wanted the mind of a woman and the strength of a man. So maybe we got feminine state of mind consciousness, and not nothing wrong with the female wisdom, but as a male, we got different gender role assignments. So there would be something wrong with that, absolutely. So I look at the different, I don't want to say possibilities, but the said factual evidence that I have in front of me, and I weigh it out, and it's just starting to become evident that our people don't want to produce, don't want to provide, don't want to protect, don't want to preserve. And what are we ever going to leave for the offspring? What are we going to leave for the offspring if we don't get this thing right? It's only a matter of so much matter of time left in this crazy world. We got to wake up and realize what's going on around. Big Rube say, poisoning the food and water, tampering with cigarettes, disease engineering, and controlling your life. Take back your existence and die like a punk. With that, I'll pass it to you, huh?
Yes, sir. Now, when you were speaking about these individuals standing out here, everybody got their hand out with food. I can't remember the name of this movie, man. But the guy, man, he was standing out there like a beggar. By the time he received a few cents, few dollars in his hand, he unzipped them regular clothes, stepped out in a suit, and balled them regular clothes up, man, stepped out of the suit like he had on Stacey Adams, man, and went around the corner. So it might be a hustle for real.
Hey, excuse me. Excuse me, brother. Was that movie with Eddie Murphy, man?
I think
it was like Trading Places, man. And the brother used to, he like go on the street corner and be like, I have no legs, and he's got like this little sled, you know what I mean? And he's just, it's like Christmas time, and you got the two brothers, the two old Caucasoids that's always in the movie with him, Randolph or whatever.
Randolph.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I'm sorry about that, man. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, man. So I see guys all the time at the store, man. Everybody want a few cents. Man, you got 35 cents. Dude. Hey, man, my truck broke down the road, man. You got a few dollars for a little diesel, do you? You ain't even seen no big truck down the road nowhere now.
Got Let me get a dollar worth of gas.
You could have a dollar worth of gas. Come on. But even the foolish are diligent in their devices. So it will be prudent, as the brother spoke in opening, that we take a look at what's been set before us that's been proven to work, that we may establish and reestablish an inheritance for our offspring and the future generation. We must not be negligent and slack not to pay attention to these things, take them lightly, don't have the drive from the inside to understand, comprehend that name by which we are called and what that name means. Israel. He's a prince.
Amen.
Unto God. Prince is a ruler. How will you rule if you're slothful and lazy? You're not diligent. How will you rule when the name of another man? How will you rule when another man dictates every aspect of your life? We must wake up to these 613 laws, statutes, and commandments. We must wake up to theocracy and self-government, lest we perish. With that, I yield, brother.
You tell me that there's love here, but to me it's fake. That's with all the blood here, dealing with sake. Plus with all the hate, it's hard to keep peace.
Uh-huh.
Thou
shall not steal,
but I will
eat. I tried doing good, but good's not too good for me.
Misunderstood.
Why you chose the hood for me?
Me, I'm a hype.
I just had to work hard at it. Went to grandma for answer, and she told me that God had it. So now here I am, confused and full of questions. Am I born to lose, or is this just a lesson? And who is gonna choose when it gets turned around? And will it be laying in my own blood and on the ground?
My child, I watched you grow up, and I've been there.
Uh-huh.
Even at those times you least expected it, I was there.
Right.
And look at what I've given you, a talent to rhyme. I may not come when you call, but I'm always on time.
Somebody's knocking, should I let them in? Lord, we're just starting, but where will it end? Somebody's knocking, should I let them in? Lord, we're just starting, but where will it end?
But when the funds are low, the guns will blow. Looking for that one that owes. Run that dough.
No, put down the gun and write a new rhyme. Get it all in due time. You'll do fine, just have faith, cause you mine. And when you shine, it's gonna be a sight to behold. So don't fight to behold or lose sight when it's cold. See that light down the road? It's gonna guide you there. Two sets of footprints, I was right beside you there.
But what about them times I only saw one? Those were the times when I was under the gun.
It was then I carried you, my son. Led you to safety. It just wasn't your time to face.
Hey, yo, a few of them times I thought you would erase me. When all you did was embrace me, prepared me for the worst. Offered me eternal life, scared me with the hurt. And the curse turned to grace when the hurt turned to faith. No more running, sliding in the dirt, cause I'm safe.
Somebody's knocking, should I let them in? Lord, we're just starting, but where will it end? Somebody's knocking, should I let them in?
If I'm your man, I'm in your hand. What's your plan? Never had a friend, cause you couldn't trust a man. Learn to stand before I crawl. Things were twisted. And if you showed me anything at all, then I missed it. Looked the wrong way, I've done some wrong things.
True.
Kept a bad attitude, but that's what wrong brings. And now you mean to tell me that after all this time, it was you that kept the dog from going out of his mind? It was you that breathed life into my lungs when I was born. And it was you that let me know what was right from what was wrong.
And it was you that let me do what I knew could be done.
And it was you that gave me a good wife and a beautiful son. And it's been you speaking to me inside my mind. And it's been you who has forgiven time after time. It was you who opened my eyes so I could see. It was you that shined your light on me.
Negligence of a Man, Brother Elias Elayahu, my dear brother Tobiah Ben Israel, just chopping it up. That there was the combo by one DMX. You heard the brother say that these lyrics really have some meaning. Hopefully you got some food off of that song. Now, get this thing started. I like to begin 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 12. It says, wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of those things. Thou ye know them, and be established in the present truth. Now in that song, I heard the brother DMX talking about, like we were saying, some trials and tribulations. And we got to understand that thus we cannot dwell on those types of manners. As you see, the brother Job, things is going around him. He's losing property. He's losing oxen, he's losing offspring. But at the end of the day, he's still diligent. He didn't neglect the Most High in his faith. We know nowadays, as soon as something happens, seeing something bad happen, you know, I got a few brothers who, for lack of better words, you know, when they get locked up in the bins, they go to vacation, so to speak. Everybody gets to know the Most High then. Everybody be studied up, show their self-approved. But it said because they might be in a cage environment. Now, when we get out here, and it said, where there's not no adult daycare system, so to speak, the CCA, Correction, Corporation of America, adult daycare, we see that it's not, it's no handouts. Like the brother was saying, you might be out here begging with your hand out, but at the end of the day, you got to get up, get out, and get something. You don't move your feet, you don't eat. We don't play that in the nation. So understand that you have responsibilities. And if you don't adhere to your responsibilities, like we always say, govern yourself, then you're leaving it up to somebody else to step in and handle their affairs how they see according. Now, you might not necessarily agree with the outcome, but understand one thing. If you didn't neglect your responsibilities in the first place, you wouldn't have, quote, unquote, somebody coming in trying to give you assistance, which we know it ain't no damn assistance. It's more like some handcuffs or a court notice or child support notice or a lien notice or whatever have you, those things, because we neglect to handle the affairs properly in the first place. Me and the brother talk on many different aspects of said life and things that we neglect. But understand, we're talking about it as your brother, out of the love that we have. Because you heard the brother admit, I was busting shots off at him. It wasn't too long after that, he picked up the sniper rifle. And I felt some of that. So, brother, I always was talking about getting that vest, man. Starting to go, I'm going to get me a helmet now. See how you play games. Get me that Kevlar helmet so I can be that armor, that Ephesians, you know, that armor with guards, so I can be duly protected. And understand that I knew that what you said was the truth, and that's why I heard. We got to understand that we get into that denial, and that ego starts to rise up in oneself. That ego allows you to X God out and allow Satan in. It's your time. Allow him to work. We always said that idle mind is the devil's playground. So train your thoughts. Open the book. You heard the brother speak on yesterday. If you ever want to hide something from a, let's say, Negroid stock, throw it in the book. Exercise your mind. Understand that state of condition because we want to be. And if you didn't want to be, you'll do something to get up out of it. Title of the Blog Talk radio series is Come Out of Her, My People. We're adamant on that. Understand that, like the brother said, you got to claim the name of the Most High. Simple things of that nature, just starting to establish a paper trail for oneself and understand that who you are and how to establish what you are on the public record. Because if not, like we said, we won't be negligent and we're going to get what we got, whatever they have to offer. We understand we don't call ourselves black in that nature. We don't even adhere to the African-American color code status. So it's just a lot of little different things, but I think the main key thing where we negligent is our mind. Remember the old invoke, free your mind and the rest will follow. We got to start at the basics, the third eye. With that, I pass it to you, brother. You there, sir?
Well, I'm waiting for the My apologies. I was just rambling on mute.
Yes, sir. No apologies needed. No apologies needed. The floor is yours, sir.
When you mentioned being in a condition and not wanting to be, you got to do something about it. I thought about Shakespeare. I forget what play it was. He's like, to be or not to be is the question. And that's very profound in these terms, because if you truly don't want to be a certain way, then you will obviously do something about it. Like you said, the definition of insanity is doing something the same way and expecting a different result. What we've been doing so far hasn't been working. It hasn't been working. And we get in the book of James, and he talks about, let's see if I can find it right quick. What is James chapter 2, starting at verse 14? What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warm and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, where doth it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone.
Yes, sir.
Now, I know many of us were raised in a Christian background, and I know you've heard this before, but hear it from this aspect. And it reads as follows. Yea, man say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. I'm going to show you my faith, which is the Hebrew faith, by me wearing my father's name.
Okay.
Going on the public record. I'm going to show you my faith by being tax-free. I'm going to show you my faith by going out preaching this word of salvation to my brethren. And not only just speaking.